We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with right now Happer. Schaefer might be here eventually, but good morning, Happer.
Hello.
How are you?
Happer good. Came in singing today.
Yeah, he was singing.
I was singing before.
Well, he sang when he came into the station and when he came in the studio as well. He was singing Travis Tritt. It's a great day to be alive.
Who has the best voice at the Ticket? Jake, you would
I think we all feel good about ourselves. Happer would say him.
He says some odd things.
How is that odd? You would not vote for yourself, would you?
Mark can go baritone.
Mark can go.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I've been told I have a good singing voice.
By who?
Whoa.
Just people that sometimes when I'm belting out tunes will say, that's surprisingly
you
don't.
Yeah, you sound all right. Yeah.
No, you can't just say that. And there's no examples.
You know, he has sang on the airwaves before.
And you have said, that sounded pretty good.
That is correct.
All right.
That is
true. Happer, I'm not going to do it right now. But that's fine.
But good comparatively to their expectations are actually good.
I'd say just good.
Okay. Good for what people might think?
No, good. Period.
Okay.
Happer. Yes. Ask Happer
so,
the question.
So, yes. Okay. All right. So today the topic was famous Travis's for Wild Card Wednesday on Shut Up Simple.
And it had to be the first name Travis.
and he guessed Randy Travis for
which
one of
I loved.
Questions.
That was a great guess.
I said, everyone's first name is Travis in this. Okay. Not last name. I'm not saying Clay Travis, Randy Travis. Nobody named Travis for last name.
Clay Travis.
First name.
Hey, good boy.
First name. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I got one.
He's getting your head.
I got one.
So I just said, you know, Travis Tritt, of course, had the iconic song, It's a Great Day to Be Alive, which you sang. Well, coming in the studio, sounded great. Compliment.
Ask him the question.
Thank you.
I'd say that potentially a top 25 country music song of all time?
And here's what I said. I think the song is more of an anthem.
Doesn't that count?
I don't think people view it in the lens of like, this is a great song. It's one of my favorite. It's one of the best songs of all time. It's something that people really enjoy singing.
Okay.
It could be a top 25 karaoke song. How does that?
Okay.
Will you meet me there?
Yeah. Jake? Okay. But where does Friends in Low Places come in this? Because
that's
also
in there.
Is that not top
karaoke.
25 song then?
No. Jake, with all due respect,
I'm just trying to
calling that a
here.
Top 25 all-time country song is ludicrous.
I just said there's a conversation.
All due respect. No, there's not. There's really not.
I just think you can split it out. It's definitely very popular, and people, like I said, enjoy singing it.
Top 150.
But I don't know that people would put it up there as a top 25 song or whatever as far as its quality is concerned.
It's getting hammered on the test.
Yes.
Which is that's fun.
I'm trying to meet you halfway here.
I appreciate that. But I appreciate
you, the
anthem element of this. I think that fits in.
It's an anthem.
It is a go-to karaoke song.
Yes.
Everyone knows the song.
Right.
Which is why I consider it, you know, very popular. Is it iconic?
Yes, but top 25
is
all time.
Is it an iconic song?
Yeah, I guess.
This is a fair question to ask. I'm asking it.
I guess.
So
it is. It has stood the test of time in its own way. So maybe that would qualify it as iconic.
Mexican radio is iconic, but
no,
you would
it's
never.
Not.
But you would never
that
say.
He's not.
You would never say
that
it's a top 25 all time song.
No, that's not an iconic song. It's a weird song that has not stood the test of time.
Whip It Good is a iconic song, but it's not a top 25.
Where do you come up with these?
That's pretty impressive.
That's really great.
A little Devo drop there. Yeah. Whip It.
I mean, but you wouldn't say it's a top 25 all time.
Right, Jake. Correct. Yeah. And you know, I'm just
top 25 all time song. Jake, are you getting hammered properly?
Well, he said there's 25 Hank Williams songs better than Travis Tritt.
Well, it's probably seven or eight or nine.
He said 10 Johnny Cash songs.
10 Johnny 10 Cash Johnny probably Nelson better. Songs. Merle Haggard probably has five better. Willie Nelson has five better. Emmylou Harris probably has five better.
And those songs
just keep going.
And those songs are iconic, right?
So it's
iconic in a different way. It's a different category of, like, you can't put it in the same category as the top five Johnny Cash songs. You know
not
what I
really.
Mean? You know, I like that. That's where we kind of sit.
Breezy has a good point. Says Jake.
Jake, what about Red Solo Cup?
No.
Is that a top 25 country song of all time?
See, that's not even.
Because I would put it pretty much right with that.
You think that's as iconic as It's a Great Day to Be Alive?
I think it's the same category of song.
When I think Toby Keith, I don't even think about that song.
Okay, what do you think of?
A million other songs.
What?
Should Have Been a Cowboy. Okay, I Want to Talk cool. About Me.
Good job. Good job, Jake. He knows some songs.
My That's List.
Good. Yeah.
A lot
he,
of.
No, you know. He can really identify songs. It's amazing.
Toby Keith did one that was sort of an abomination, right?
He's had a couple abominations of songs. Yeah. I still love Toby Keith as a new country fan here.
Derek Bombeck.
What's Derek saying?
Derek weighs in. I agree, Sip. Ludicrous.
That's fine.
Now, what did Breezy say?
Okay. This
you got
is,
Breezy?
Breezy says this. Jake, all I listen to is either country music or The Ticket. I'm sorry, it's not in the top 25, not even close. So at least he's saying I listen to this station or country.
It honestly might not be top 200, Jake.
You know, I'll take an L here. Maybe it's top 25
There's no
on
way
my.
Out. There's it's, no it way
maybe
out.
Okay. Maybe on my personal,
it's fine, it's
my
fine.
Personal list, it's in the top 25.
Well, that's even actually worse. Maybe
why. I'm new to country, Happer.
That's okay.
We worked through this well, though. We did. We worked through it. He took an L. That's all there. Happer helped.
Why is that worse?
I don't know. Well,
Happer smoothed it over.
There's just a lot of
that's why like, it's worse.
This is now we're getting into preference, right?
Yeah.
So instead of all the songs, all the great.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sip listed over here
from
yeah.
the people that Sip will just explain.
We didn't even mention Waylon, by the way.
Keep going. Well, Chris Christopherson, we miss him too.
Roseanne Cash. I mean, come on, Jake.
Okay, well, I'm
Travis
fine.
Travis Tritt. What other songs did Travis Tritt do?
Corey had a couple he listed on here.
There's some good ones. Hey, there are. Travis Tritt has some good songs. He was good. Hey, Happer, that's my generation.
Here's Rob. A quarter. That's the one by Travis Tritt by from
Travis Tritt is your generation?
You'd be surprised. He was around
90s.
When I was in high school.
He's 90. No. What?
Wasn't he?
High school. No, he was like 90s, wasn't
Check
he?
Check it out.
Now I we're all over the 80. Board on Travis Tritt.
I think
Travis
he was
Tritt 80s. Is 58 currently.
Well, I'm 55. I mean, he was rocking.
So you think in high school he was like 18 doing music and on the radio? It's possible.
I thought maybe he was. Maybe I'm wrong.
You would have to play me these songs. I can't.
Was his first hit? That's what I'd want to know. Was it like 91, 92?
Yeah,
90?
I think he was around 90.
Yeah.
Help Me Hold On is a song that he did.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so maybe not high school, but my college. I mean, early college.
Yeah, I can't say that I've heard of any other
besides
of his songs.
It's a Great Day to Be
besides
Alive.
Besides, It's a Great Day to Be Alive.
He's had some good songs.
Yeah.
Travis Tritt was good.
Thank you. Yeah. Maybe you could put him in your top 25 list next time. You look at your country music songs.
Yeah, those are different. There are those category of country songs that for whatever reason really catch on for people. And this is definitely one of them.
Someone wants to end this and say, Jake, George Strait had like 60
right,
number
George,
one songs.
George Strait is what I mentioned. Simple was a bit
he
dismissive of George Strait.
No, I was not. Yeah. I don't think of George Strait as old-time country, but I guess he kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not I wouldn't say old-time, but one of the prestige country
yeah,
artists.
Yeah, I did not
of
was
time.
Not dismissive. Yes. I like George Strait.
Ubaldo says, does Jake try to have the worst takes of all time, or does it just happen?
That was a rough one.
Okay. Well, where would you? Are we settling on top 100? Or is it less than?
I'm settling. I don't know. I might.
Why are you still trying to fight for the validity of this song?
I'm going to fight for it because it's Happer. You sang it coming in here. It's a great song.
Top 250 for sure. I think that's fair. I do think that's fair.
It's worth a poll question.
Yeah.
It's Great Day to Be Alive by Travis Tritt, a top 250 country song of all time.
That's a good poll question.
It's a feel thing, you know? It's a gut thing.
What do you think the poll goes on that
one? What would Rolling Stone magazine, what would it say? I think it'd be 250-ish.
There's got to be a list somewhere.
A list of the best country music?
Yeah.
I hope it's top 25. He's going to look this up. He's going to be like, top Travis Tritt, number five all time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Number five all time, greatest all right, song.
Rolling Stone did a list in 2014. Okay, it starts at 100. Give me the 10 through 1 here.
I know, it's a little
probably,
so hard. Just stay with it, Happer.
Travis Tritt's probably up top 10. Maybe.
Stay with it, Happer. You're good at this.
Number 10, Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
That's a great
9,
song.
9, Dolly Parton, Jolene. 8, Merle Haggard, Mama Tried. 7, Ray Charles, You Don't Know Me.
Ray Charles, wow.
6, Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man. 5, Jimmy Rogers, Standing on the Corner. 4, George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today.
You've seen that one all the time.
3.
That's what he sings coming in.
He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Simple gets it. Yeah. No. 3, Hank Williams, I'm So Lonely I Could Cry. 2, Patsy Cline, Crazy. And 1, Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line.
He is saying that. What's the song, He Stopped Loving Her, like 15 times coming in here in the morning. He Stopped Loving Her
Today.
You don't know nothing about that, Jake?
No.
I'll do a search. I'll keep combing through Tritt the list and see if Travis Tritt's on here.
Yeah, see where It's a Great Day to Be Alive comes in the all-time country music list.
Rolling Stone can be kind of haughty.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
It can.
Yeah.
It can.
No, it
definitely
is haughty. Wouldn't put Travis
right,
Tritt
they wouldn't
on
have
here.
Travis Tritt
yeah,
on.
Yeah, see,
no.
Exactly.
I don't think there'd be any Toby Keith on here either.
No, definitely not.
No, there's
and Toby would be way high in my all-time
Let's see what's up by 100. Oh, Convoy. I love that song.
Great song.
Convoy.
Convoy's 100.
It's a great song.
Convoy's 98.
Oh, wow.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is. I know you like that.
What else is down here?
Yeah, what do you got?
Have you ever heard of Bellamy Brothers' Old Hippie?
Nope. Never heard
I've heard of the Bellamy Brothers.
It's number 95. Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Old
Dwight
Hippie.
Yoakam.
Guitars Cadillacs. Guitars and Cadillacs. Yeah. Hillbilly music.
Yeah. I've heard of Old Hippie, too, by the way. He's an old hippie. That's how it goes.
Have you seen the chorus of all these songs?
That's how it
91.
Goes.
Okay, so this is a good barometer, actually. 91, Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Yeah.
There's okay. No way that Travis Tritt could be above that.
I don't think Probably so. Not. I don't think
91.
So.
91.
Well, the list can also be wrong, Happer. It's fine.
It's true.
Yeah, it's
subjective.
Could be. Yeah. Subjective.
It's allowed to be wrong. Yeah. So. Thank you for the Travis Tritt takes this morning. 25.
It's time for the 2-minute drill.
Hot rock! Red seven! Hot rock! Now! Step! Hut!
Nebraska ball tonight at NC State, 6:15. Sip gives them a 30% chance to win.
How about that?
Interesting. Let's see what KenPom gives them.
What'd you say?
28.
Oh, okay. So you're right with KenPom.
Okay.
You're right on the...
Where's the Happer percentage?
I don't know. It'll be good to see them go up against another team that has the type of bodies that
yes.
you're going to see eventually. It's going to take some adjustment. They're just not physical at all right now.
No.
So, you know, I don't know about these next four.
Happer, NC State without its big man.
Yeah, their center's out today.
And really, they have their profile as far as how they operate is similar to Nebraska. It's a team that wants to get up and
close
down
game.
A little bit. Yeah.
Close game.
I think Nebraska could potentially get it done, but it's going to take a nice little shooting night.
First road game of the year for Nebraska. They're playing on new rims.
Not playing your old
new rims. Oh, yeah. No, you think they have double rims in Raleigh?
They sure might have. Weird things happen when we leave PBA. Happer and Schaefer is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.